USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Several powerful tornadoes tore through northern Alabama on Thursday, killing at least five people, injuring dozens of others, and destroying entire neighborhoods. Around two dozen tornadoes were reported in the last 24 hours. The five confirmed fatalities were in Ohatchee, a town of about 1,200 people in northwestern Alabama. There are no warnings at this time. The death toll from February's winter storm to hit Texas is now reported to be 111. That nearly doubles the original number. Most deaths were associated with hypothermia. Spirit Airlines Flight 185 from Cleveland to Los Angeles, California was forced to land in Denver due to an unruly passenger. Spirit Airlines says during the commute, a passenger tried to open the exit door mid-flight. The passenger, who was not identified, was subdued by an airline employee and other passengers. He was taken into custody by law enforcement in Denver, Colorado. USA Radio News.
USA Radio News Facebook is bringing us tools to find vaccination information easier. Kang Ji Jin, head of health at Facebook, is here to tell us helpful tips. What tips do you have for us today?
I'm KX Jin, head of health at Facebook. Not only are we working to inform people who want to get the vaccine, we're also working to share real-time trends in COVID-19 vaccinations, intent to get vaccinated, and reasons why people might not. Knowing this information means health departments and agencies can speak to the real issues and concerns that people have, and hopefully lead to more people confidently choosing to get vaccinated. If you want to learn more about all the ways Facebook is supporting the COVID-19 vaccine rollout, just search for COVID-19 in your Facebook app to explore.
Where can our listeners go for more information?
If you want to learn more about all the ways Facebook is supporting the COVID-19 vaccine rollout, just search for COVID-19 in your Facebook app to explore.
A familiar face to movie and TV fans died Wednesday in Manhattan, New York. From the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau, Wendy King reports.
I've been drinking since before you were born. So if alcohol is the reason I'm here, I got news for you, bub. It's the only reason you're here, too.
Jessica Walter, who played a scheming matriarch in TV's Arrested Development and a stalker in the movie Play Misty for Me, has died. Walter's death was confirmed by her daughter, Brooke Bowman. More recently, she played the voice of Mallory Archer on the FX show Archer.
If they don't steal me that huge diamond, I will literally die.
Jessica Walters was 80 years old.
Bald eagles have been dying to a mysterious neurodegenerative disease in the southern United States since the early 1990s. Researchers in Germany and the University of Georgia identifies a toxin produced by cyanobacteria that grow on invasive aquatic plants. The problem is amplified by herbicides used to control those plants as the prey eagles eat are infected. USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Florida Governor Republican Ron DeSantis on Thursday announced plans to open COVID-19 vaccine eligibility to people who are at least 18 years old. DeSantis stated that there will be enough shots for younger residents since 70% of seniors in Florida have been immunized against the coronavirus. The new age group requirements start Monday. How many push-ups can you do? A 63-year-old man plans on breaking the world record. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
An Illinois man is looking to break the world record for the most push-ups in an hour on Saturday. George Hood is no stranger to world records. The 63-year-old retired Marine holds about a half dozen other fitness records, including longest plank and longest time doing stationary cycling. On Saturday, he will host an outdoor event in Boca Raton, Florida, not only to attempt the record, but raise money for the Wounded Veterans Relief Fund. The record he's trying to break is 2,919. Hood will need to average roughly 50 push-ups per hour to achieve the record.
NASCAR races on a dirt track in Bristol, Tennessee Sunday. Driver Kyle Busch on MRN talks about dirt tracks.
Figuring out the track and feeling the track and getting some visuals, you know. The white line that we're running around is not the same white line that I'm always used to running around at Bristol, so it's definitely different.
The race starts at 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.